You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschooling Kids Weekly Leader Training, helping you teach your kids the big story of the Bible.
Welcome back to the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. This week, Karen and I will cover Unit 30, Session 2, Paul Met Jesus. So Karen, we kind of mentioned Paul a couple of episodes ago. We were looking at the Epistle to the Romans, a little bit ahead of introducing him in the chronology, but we finally get to Paul
yes.
in the chronology this week, don't we? So what are we talking about specifically? I am going to take a crazy guess at what it might be, but you tell me to see if I'm right.
Yeah, pretty memorable scene we're covering this week. You know, Paul meeting Jesus on the Damascus Road. And this is a pivotal moment in Acts and, I mean, in the history of the church. And up till this point, you know, Peter has kind of been the central character, you know, in founding the church. But Paul is about to take over. So we're going to see a lot of Paul for the remainder of the New Testament.
Yeah, many would consider Paul perhaps the greatest theologian ever of the church. And perhaps the greatest missionary. I mean, you think about the roles that Paul played, and he is up there, if not at the top of both those categories, which is fascinating, because usually you kind of parse them and you're thinking theologians are, you know, wearing tweed arm elbow patched jackets, you know, in you know, seminaries somewhere, and missionaries are the ones out there in the field. And but to have Paul being perhaps the greatest in both those categories is amazing what God did in his life. And that's kind of what we're talking about this week. The transformation goes back to last week. You know, as we talked about identity in Christ and being a new creature, Paul himself is a great example of this. So again, we're going to be rubbing shoulders with Paul quite a bit from this point forward, really until we get to Revelation and then focus more on Jesus and John. Writing about Jesus, but for quite a bit, we're going to be looking at Paul and what he did, how God used him, I should say, to help form the church. So let's talk about any areas needing caution or extra prep time. Karen, what do you have for us for this week?
Okay, well, we really struggled a bit. You'll hear Paul, you know, he was originally Saul. then he starts going by Paul. And so in the preschool story, instead of, we thought it was a little confusing to try to use both. So we just decided to go with Paul in hopes that that would be a little bit less confusing for preschoolers. And two, also, I know actually when I came to Lifeway, I thought that it was true that God changed Saul's name to Paul after he was converted. And I even remember including that in an activity at one point and, you know, was obviously corrected for good reason. But that, yeah, that actually, no, it was just, I mean, might have to help me here, right, Brian, but his Roman name, right?
Yeah, Saul was more the Jewish use and Paul would be more of the Roman use. Paul was a Roman citizen, so he kind of ran in both kind of crowds, if you will.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So interesting.
Now it's interesting that, you know, he's referred to as Saul a lot earlier, and then it does switch and he's referenced almost as Paul more often, but it's not, as you said, it's not because God changed his name or whatever. So it is interesting, the usage of it, but you can use them interchangeably.
Yeah. Yeah. But for preschool and simplicity's sake, we just went with Paul. So, so little note on that there, but then getting into just more activity-based things. For preschool, one of the activities we're doing is a smash painting. And so actually, I think this is going to go just fine, not too messy, but you will need to fill some squeeze bottles with paint ahead of time. And, you know, you can get those, they're kind of like the condiment squeeze bottles, I would suggest. And you can get those usually at a really inexpensively at a, you know, dollar store type place. So just be aware of that. And then another activity, the missions activity this week, is discovering missionary tools. And so, again, we actually had a similar activity back in 29.4, Doers of the Word, about looking at how different tools can be, or different items can be helpful. So back then I said adjust to what you have available, so same thing here. And, you know, too, you could potentially reuse some of those items, and I think that that would be, you know, sometimes you hesitate to use similar things, but for preschoolers, I think it can be a really good thing because that'll be a good review for them. It will, you know, they'll probably have some answers already that will give them a little bit of confidence. And two, it'll help them make that connection between how, you know, helping others is a way to open the door to share the gospel. So, you know, we can help people here. Missionaries help people in different places. And, you know, in some sense, we're all missionaries for sure. So make that connection if you can. For babies, they are doing a little bit of painting, but this is a simple handprint painting. So as long as you're ready to grab their hands and wipe them clean afterwards, it should be pretty simple to do. For toddlers, they're doing an activity called Guess What's Inside. And for this, you're going to want to get some latex balloons and you're going to fill them with different materials, you know, before the session. So ideas include sand, you know, dry corn kernels, pudding. I guess you could use cooked corn as well, but yeah, baby oil. So yeah, that that could get messy. So be sure to tie those shut really well. But the babies are going to, or I'm sorry, the toddlers will touch and feel the balloons, you know, to kind of guess what's inside. Also, you definitely want to be mindful of latex allergies, in case you have any of those in your classroom. Another toddler's activity is to make shadows on the wall. And for this, you're just going to need a strong flashlight. You can't use the cheap little dollar flashlight that's in the resource room. You know, you have 20 of them, but, you know, one that's a little bit stronger or you're going to have really sad shadows and disappointed toddlers. So be sure to bring the good flashlight this week.
Here you go, the good flashlight. It's a good flashlight week.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about what we're excited about God potentially doing through this session beyond having the good flashlight being used. I will go first. I think, you know, again, Paul is a reminder for us by his own admission that God can save anyone, that no one is too bad for the gospel. Paul says, and he was not exaggerating. I really believe he believed this, that he was the chief among sinners. He was the worst among sinners. Why? He persecuted Christians. He was hostile toward Christ to that degree. He was an enemy. He was an adversary. And so I don't think he is, you know, just using that offhandedly, false humility. I think it was genuine. He saw himself as the chief among sinners. How much more hostile toward Jesus can you get than he was as a persecutor of Christ in his church? So we see Paul even coming to saving faith in Christ. And it's just a reminder that God can save anyone he's able to. He's got that power. Some of your kids may be wrestling with this. And you know, part of us kind of pushes back and says, how can a kid, you know, really think of themselves as that bad? But they can. And especially depending on the context they've grown up, maybe some things they've heard, they can wonder, is God, does he care enough to save me? Is he capable of saving me? We know adults have this as well. I've heard people utter this. And so we can take them here and remind them, or proactively, we can get this in the minds and hearts of our kids before they have an opportunity really to let this bad idea take root in them, that there is the possibility of being beyond God's salvation. No. As long as you draw breath, you are able to be saved through the work of God in your heart and in your life. So just a great encouragement for our kids this week and for us as adults as well, of course. How about you, Karen? What are you looking forward to?
Good word, yeah. Well, I love, again, how this story really illustrates the transformative power of the gospel. So, you know, no matter who you are, when Jesus saves you, you are changed. And sometimes it's, you know, really radical on the outside like Paul was. You know, it was obvious to everyone that something had changed. But, you know, other times it's more subtle on the outside. But either way, when we're saved, we are radically transformed on the inside. We have literally been brought from death to life. And so I'm just excited for kids to see that and hopefully experience that in their own lives.
All right. So this should be a good session, of course, and in of itself, but also because of how this is introducing our kids to Paul, who's going to, again, be taking center stage for much of what follows. So really important session this week, so we hope you have a good time teaching it. I want to thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool. For more helpful resources, visit gospelproject.com.